This is Daim Shabazz of Chestrum. We're in Tromsø, Norway. It's the 13th of August. We're at the Radisson Blu Hotel. This is one of the official hotels for the players and other members of the delegation. It's an overcast day here in Tromsø. It's drizzling, but it is a rest day. I have two players here from the West African country of Ghana, and I'll have them to introduce themselves to the Chestrum audience.
Yeah, my name is Edward Thompson.
My name is Francis Ankwanda.
Okay, so I was in Ghana, I believe it was last year, and I got a chance to meet the Ghanaian community there, and I was very happy to do so. How are things developing in Ghanaian chess?
Well, we can't say much about it. I mean, well, I would not like to talk on development in Ghanaian chess because it's been wishy-washy, if I may put it that way. Yeah. Nothing is going on.
And for your view?
Well, I'll say Ghana hasn't done much in terms of chess development. Yeah. Our president, I think, sided with Kasparov, giving his full support. So we were relying on that to get some package. But so far, what we are seeing is not the best, and it's not helping the country. But anyway.
So moving forward, now we have the incumbent president has been reelected for more years. Louis Nube is now the FIDE Continental President. What do you think should be the next steps to help improve chess in Africa in general and in Ghana in specific?
Well, this is a very good question. Now, I say it's a good question because I always love to believe in myself. I don't believe in asking people for help. It doesn't matter who is FIDE president or who is African Continental president. Because to develop the game in our own country, we have to depend on our own selves and our resources. We have to find the resources and everything to develop the game in Ghana. We don't need to depend on either Kazan or Kasparov, or for that matter, anybody. Development of chess should be from our own. We should have good ideas, good plans in place to see how we can move chess forward.
So what role should FIDE play in the development? I know Mr. Thompson just said there should not be dependence on one organization, but what role should they play?
Well, if they can help so that we unite, that will help a lot, because at the moment it appears there's clear division. We have two teams, Kazan's team and then Kasparov's team. That is not helping, because if we can use the energy, unite and develop chess, it will be much, much better. If FIDE can come in and bring that unity, I think it will go a long way to help develop the chess in the region. Yeah.
It seems like this last election, I have noticed other elections, but this one seemed to have been particularly divisive, because it's divided the continent, is divided regions, and it's also divided federations. And you have some federations who were for different sides. And but okay, the election is over, and okay, if this is a democratic organization, we have to accept the results and move forward. And hopefully, Ghana and the rest of the African countries can move forward. I wasn't in the session this morning, unfortunately, but have you had a chance to talk with any of the officials about their plans moving forward?
No. Okay. Not yet.
Okay. And your delegate, who is the delegate for Ghana?
George Akudazi.
Okay.
George Akudazi.
And he's the president?
He's the president, yes.
Okay. Well, I understand he was trying to advocate for, particularly in Gabon, that the case of Gabon was a very controversial case. And of course, FIDE has to rectify these conflicts in terms of delegation. Do you see that the FIDE system needs to be revamped somehow to avoid these issues?
No, you see, it's unfortunate, but I'm one person who believes when something is over, it's over. Is that okay? Mm-hmm. No election in this world is free and fair, and no election is going to be free and fair. Definitely or surely, there's going to be maneuvers from both sides. So once the elections are over, everything is over. We just accept the results and move on with our lives. We don't have to look back and say that, no, I don't say what you call accept, I don't do this, I'm supporting this, I'm supporting that. That's wrong. As soon as the election is over, period, you accept it and you move on. Because if you don't do that, it means you'll be carrying a baggage. And what is that baggage? Hatred and cold. It means your life is going to be always destructive. You'll be thinking of how to destroy, which is not good. And for me, that is one sad thing about exactly what is happening in Africa today. Because it seems people's, what you call it, mind is full of so much hatred, bitterness. You understand me? So they are not prepared to accept the results, especially of the continental elections. And for me, that's wrong. For instance, if I tell you, Dame, I contested George Akudazi in Ghana for the elections, if I should tell you what happened, even on the election day, when the National Sports Authority stepped in, okay, because they wanted to make sure George Akudazi wins the election. So they virtually stopped it, and I had to force that we have to go on with the elections. And because of that, George Akudazi and his people, they started sending messages that the election is not coming on. So some of my my supporters who live outside couldn't come to vote. I lost the elections, and so after losing that thing, I said, and so what? I have lost, so and so what? It's an election. I could have done something. I could have done the same thing or worse. You understand me? So I just accepted it and I'm moving on with my life. I don't care.
Yeah.
And I believe it should be like that with everybody.
So right now, it's still, I think there's still some feelings. So do you think over time this will heal? And when it heals, what can be done to bring the continent together in terms of chess?
Well, with this division, I don't know where it will lead to, but for me, if we are united, that is the main thing. It will help a lot, because I'm very sure that FIDE wants to do many projects in Ghana, but it's like they are restricted because Ghana is not with them. So there is some kind of hindrance. Yeah.
Well, likewise, if we accept the results of the FIDE election,
yes,
then FIDE has to accept the leadership in these countries and hopefully work with Ghana, work with the rest of the African countries to move forward. Because in the last, I've been covering African chess for the last 13 years, I have not seen much efforts on the continent. It's been very small, and hopefully there will be improvements. Mr. Nube and his leadership, and but you have a friend in Daim Shabazz.
Yes, I know.
Ghana's
friend.
We
always have a friend in Daim Shabazz. And you see, to add to what you just said, you see, Africa, it's always been a leadership problem. And for me, I think the last 4 years of Lagdam Mazius has been the worst in our lives. And you can see Lagdam Mazius is not a good leader, because even in his own meeting, he couldn't chair the meeting, and the meeting went into chaos. You understand me? He couldn't handle the meeting. Meanwhile, you are supposed to. You are the chair. You are the African leader for the African chair. And he couldn't do it. So all this confusion is because of him. He is the cause of all this commotion in Africa. You understand me? But I believe with time, let's say a week or two, people may get into their right senses. They may sit back and realize that, look, we are not doing what is right. Let's all sit down together and move on forward. Okay? Yeah, I believe that is it.
Well, on that note, I'd like to thank both of you, Thompson and Nkwanda, for your words, and hopefully I'll make another trip to Ghana, and maybe we'll see an increase in membership and activity in Ghana, and hopefully Mr. Nube will...
You're always welcome to Ghana. You know Ghana, we love you, so yeah. You can always... You have an open air visa.
Well, I love Ghana as well, so hopefully I'll see you soon.
Okay, thank you very much.
Thank you for talking to me.
Thank you. Nice talking to you.
This is Daim Shabazz with the Chess Drum, and we're signing off.